The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Mr. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show. And together, we welcome you on this gorgeous late winter. Can't say spring yet, but it's lovely outside as we push 80 degrees or so here in southern Arizona while a huge snowstorm is hitting the east. Of course, Dan Gibson and our friends at Visit Tucson like to hear that news because that means we'll have more visitors coming out for spring break, probably. It's our Wednesday, March 7th edition of the Buckmaster Show, the live line number 790-2040. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you are welcome to do so, and we'll get you on the air. All of our shows, of course, are podcast at buckmastershow.com. Lots of city news to talk about. And we have Steve Kasacek, Republican Councilman, Ward 6, on the Buckmaster Show live line. Councilman, how are you? How's your day going?
I wish I was back in Boston where we wouldn't have to put up with this boring weather we have out here.
It is certainly lovely weather, and I don't know if you've taken your morning. Did you do the morning run today?
Oh, yeah, before sunrise. It was actually a little bit chilly.
Huh.
Yeah, which is nice.
How many did you get in today?
About 11.
Okay, not too bad. Front page news. Joe Ferguson, I think, had the story on the Star today about the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Yep.
That is in your district, is it? Is it not?
It absolutely is, and I spoke with Joe about that. I've been working with Michelle Conklin, who's the executive director of the gardens, for a while on this, and really wish the Kroger's Fries people would sit down at the table with the Botanical Gardens Board of Directors and at least engage the conversation. What's going on, in case your listeners missed it, is the Grant Road widening project is affecting the southeast corner of Grant and Alvernon. That's where a Fry's used to be. Fry's closed it down. Botanical Gardens several years ago was actually offered that property before Fry's moved in to purchase. And at the time, they just didn't have the wherewithal to step up to the plate and buy it. Now that Fry's is shutting down to accommodate the Grant Road RTA project, the gardens is in a different situation, both financially and they're just jam-packed in terms of their just programmatically. And so what they have reached out to the Kroger's people who owns Fry's and said, "Hey, we'd like to talk to you about taking over that property." The conversation began. And I was involved in it. I left messages and had multiple conversations with Michelle and her board about this. The conversation began as perhaps Fry's or Kroger's would engage in a philanthropic donation to the nonprofit, to the Botanical Gardens. They refused. They rejected that notion, and so the Gardens board is ready to sit down and talk to them about purchase price. They have some offers on the table right now. Kroger's have some offers on the table. What I'm hoping, though, is that they just kind of slow that process down, the sales process, and sit down at the table with the Botanical Gardens folks and say, "Here's what the offers are from a financial standpoint. Have you got the ability to meet the offer?" I know that the Botanical Gardens Board is not at all afraid of doing a fundraising. They're already starting a Kickstarter, and they're talking about stepping up and meeting that offer. So instead of simply expanding the asphalt and making that just a big parking lot, I think it would be a great community amenity to expand the footprint of the Botanical Gardens. They have well over 100,000 visitors annually. They were listed last year as one of the top 10 of such facilities in North America to visit. So I know Dan Gibson and the Visit Tucson people have been promoting them heavily since then. And it would be great to see an expansion of what the Botanical Gardens offers instead of simply laying asphalt down and calling it parking.
I could not agree with you more. I'm a proud member of the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Come on, Kroger, the parent company, and Fry's. Be a good neighbor here. They could make a huge difference. And, Councilman, that would be tax deductible for the Kroger people.
Right. And so... Michelle and the group hired an architect. They have put together some renderings. It was a little bit tough to make out in the Star article today, but if you look closely at it, you can see what they've done is they've actually branded a family garden, a Fry's family garden, as a way for them to get their name on this thing as well. So, you know, branding opportunities. Quite frankly, Fry's is involved in some litigation out on the east side of town as a result of a commercial development that's happening out by Saguaro National Monument East. And this would be a way for them to maybe flip some of the public perception of them just from a corporate standpoint and really engage in what is a community amenity. And, you know, the gardens, as you know from being associated with them, attract people from all over the world. You know, the butterfly exhibit and the luminaries that they do each year. In April, they're going to have another festival over there that is going to involve musicians and food and you know, just tours of the garden. So this would be a way for Fry's and Kroger to really become community partners and to become a part of who we are as a community here instead of simply selling that off and cashing a check and walking away.
Yeah, and then there's another land. Of course, the Botanical Garden is one of our wonderful landmarks. And then there's the Benedictine Chapel, the Benedictine Monastery. What's going on with that? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, I can. I've been, again, getting this right in the middle of Ward 6 and been involved with... two neighborhoods, Miramonte and Sam Hughes, as well as the developer. I spoke to Sister Joan, ran the place before they sold it. The Benedictines, they were down to less than a dozen sisters there. They simply could not keep the place up any longer. It's a pretty big. It's a six and a half acre property. And so they sold it, but they sold it to a developer with some understandings as to the kinds of things that would not go in there. The underlying zoning permits the developer to put in about 880 beds of student housing if that's what he chose to do. Mm. He can do that without talking to anybody. To his credit, he has reached out to my office and to the surrounding neighborhoods and is instead talking about a couple of things. Number one, preserving the chapel, preserving the monastery, at least the exterior of it. And I'll circle back to that in a second. But surrounding it on the north and the south would be what is proposed right now, 3 to 5 story market rate housing. Instead of the 880 student housing beds, this would be something more along the lines of 300 to 350 market rate housing, anywhere from efficiencies up to 2 bedrooms. And on the east side, a parking garage that would be a couple of stories tall that would be facing both. It would be hidden behind the existing monastery. He does not have plans yet for the ultimate use of the monastery. What he's talking about is trying to get some rezoning. He needs to rezone the property in order to put in the multifamily, the market rate housing. And so as a part of that conversation, so he doesn't simply blade the area and put in student housing, as a part of that conversation, we're talking about rezoning so he could do something like perhaps a boutique hotel in the existing monastery or maybe some retail, a restaurant or something like that. One of the pieces of the conversation, though, and he has agreed to this, is that if we can all come to agreement on the rezoning of the property, he is committed to putting a what's called an historic landmark designation on the existing monastery, so there would be no changes to the exterior of it in perpetuity. So we're moving forward with the conversations. Later on this month, I'll be hosting a meeting that will include both Sam Hughes, Miramonte, and the architects. He has hired Poster Frost Murdo. Corky Poster and I have worked closely with the developer on this to make sure that the historic integrity of the place is honored going forward. And so, again, the guy knew when he bought this it would be a sensitive development, and it certainly is that. But to his credit, he's been listening and he's been paying attention, and I hope that the Fries people show the same level of local sensitivity as what this guy's doing on the other.
That would be terrific. Yeah. We're going to take a break right here. Councilman, stick around. We have another segment with you, but I want to tell people about our latest sponsor. This is the latest partner to the Buckmaster Show, and they're Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringles. Steve and Sherry do just a lovely job with all their baked goods up on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They've got the breads, the pastries, the cake, and of course, you know what I'm going to say if you heard the show yesterday. I love those brownies. They're open right now for lunch. They've got a soup and half sandwich special going on at Mona's Danish Bakery. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com, for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. Be right back. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona is moving to 635 West Roger Road. Our new home is almost done. We'll have a pet-friendly cafe, awesomely cool cat habitats, lots of play yards for our dogs, and a state-of-the-art clinic, and much more. We're caring for your new best friend until you find them at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Come visit us at 635 West Roger Road this spring and fall in love all over again. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new theme tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday during the noon hour, Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson will be our guest. Also, we'll talk with world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. All of that on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice. Worldwide live listening available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show Midweek Edition. Steve Kasachek, Democrat, representing Ward Number 6 here in Tucson. One of our Facebook friends, Councilman, wanted me to ask you about water. The gentleman, Matt, is his first name. He says, referring to you, that people need to conserve, and you're going to hike rates 27%, so they do so.
No, well, okay. Let me correct that. Last night we voted unanimously to begin the process, a very public process, in which we'll hold a series of town halls that will culminate on May 22nd. With our consideration of what will be about a 6% proposed rate hike for this year. What is included in that conversation is whether or not we want to give the long range projection of 4 years of about 6% per year. It goes 6.8, then 6.6, then down into the mid fives. So the combined total of the rate hikes over a four-year period would be about 27%, and that includes the increase in the fixed fees, the fees that everybody pays for the infrastructure that builds the pipe, that gets the water to your house, the piping system. So we're not talking about a 27% rate hike next year. It's more like 6%. A portion of that 6% are fixed fees that the water department is obligated to, things such as increases in health insurance, the increase in the CAP water delivery that we buy from the cap. So some of it, you know, I think it's something like 60%, maybe even higher than that, of the 6% is locked in, is just baked into the cost of doing business. And the discretionary piece, the small percentage of it, is intended for things such as upgrading water meters and making sure that the water mains are up to snuff as well. That is the conversation that we're about to have. It is not a 27% rate hike next year. Another piece of this that is important to point out is that we do have a tiered rate structure that does incentivize conservation, and so that the less water that you use, the less you pay. So big water users pay more on a volumetric basis, on a per CCF basis. So we do incentivize conservation, and that's built into the tiered rate structure. The majority of the people, something like 70% of our water customers, fall in the low water use category. They're about 8 CCF per month per household, and that is a trend that has been going down. We are actually using less water now than we did a decade and a half ago, even though our population has gone up. The single anomaly to that was last year when our water usage in the city of Tucson went up by something like 3 or 5%. But remember also, we had one of the hottest years and one of the driest years on record, so that's understandable. So correcting that comment from Matt just a bit, no, we're not raising rates by 27% over a four-year period. If we decide to approve a four-year planning process, they are not locked in. We wish to continue to go back on an annual basis and take another look at the budget and take the water budget and where we are. So we're not saying, yes, this is going to happen with no further conversation. Finally, I would add this, is that we have a very robust low-income water program in the city of Tucson, Tucson Water. Depending on the amount of water you use, you can either get half of your water bill set aside by the water department on a temporary basis, or one of the proposals that's in front of us now is that you can do that, and we're also talking about giving two free CCF, 200 cubic feet of water free per month. I will be honest with you, I do not support that part of this proposal. I think that sending the message to the community that water in the desert is free is absolutely the wrong message we should be sending. There are ways that we can take care of our low-income customers without sending that message that you get 1,500 gallons of water free per month. So yes to Matt, if you want to talk about a four-year time horizon with nothing locked in, no to Matt, that we're not talking about a 27% rate hike this year.
Are you getting excited about the basketball tournament?
I absolutely am. I would hope that ASU loses today so we don't have to knock them out tomorrow. But if they happen to beat Colorado, then nothing would make my Thursday happier than to see Bobby Hurley go packing and maybe off to the NIT. That would be great. This team, if you were, rewind the tape, this team went through a terrorist attack in Barcelona several months ago. That's how they started the season. And it seems that every time they turn around, they're facing some sort of controversy. I absolutely applaud Sean Miller for stepping up to the plate last week and having the press conference, the press statement that he made. Clear the decks, let the chips fall, but let's focus on basketball and let these young kids and Sean get into the tournament without this cloud hanging over them that unfortunately some of the people in the local media jumped on a bandwagon way prematurely, in my opinion, and became the judge and the jury of this program before any of the facts came out. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. This is my favorite time of year in college sports.
A lot of teachers are wearing red today, and people who support teachers, you may think maybe they're wearing red for the Wildcats in the beginning of the tournament, but no. Teachers really, they saw what went on, Councilman, in West Virginia. There was a strike there. We had Dustin Williams, Pima County Superintendent of Schools, on the program yesterday, and he says, yeah, it is part of the dialogue right now. Teachers are really angry, and they are talking about strike, and it is talk at this point.
So Tim Steller had a good article on that in the Star this morning. He basically said what you did, and that is that it's conversation. It began as idle chatter. It's now amped up a little bit to conversation. Bill, my bride was a teacher a little while back in her career, and very familiar with TUSD and the challenges that the teachers face. I've got a niece who teaches over at Rincon UHS right now, and you hear all the time that teachers are pulling cash out of their pocketbooks to buy supplies for the classroom, and that's just fundamentally wrong. I certainly hope that we don't see a teacher strike here, such as what we just saw in West Virginia. But the reality is that the state legislature has not stepped up to the plate. They have not funded public education in this state adequately. In fact, they've gone in absolutely the wrong direction. If you've committed your career to raising our young people and educating them, you probably shouldn't having to be subsidizing your career out of your household income as well. So I hope it doesn't come to that. I absolutely understand why that conversation is happening, though.
All right. Don't really have a lot of time, but the legislature is once again looking at trying to change the way the city of Tucson the years that they hold when the elections are held. And the Supreme Court ruled on this 3 years ago, but it's being brought up again.
Here we go again. You know, it's like in Las Vegas, we were talking about the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas. Now it's like the little roulette ball that round and round it goes. And here we go again. The state legislature just can't seem to understand that we are a charter city. The court has said again and again that we have the right, legal right, by charter to determine how we hold our elections, when we hold our elections, whether it's ward only or the hybrid system that we have, whether it's in even number years or odd number years. If they want to pass this bill yet again and wind up in court, they will lose yet again, because it's the same set of facts. We have the same charter, and there is no reason to expect a different outcome.
All right.
It's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Steve Kosacek, Democrat representing Ward 6, City of Tucson, thank you very much.
Thank you. You got it right 2 out of 3 times.
I didn't want to call attention to my mistake the first time. But anyway, have a great day.
All right, you too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Green Things, our favorite nursery, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Green Things on the web at greenthingsaz.com. They're on 13 acres, and they've got everything you could possibly need for all of your spring gardening. Check out Green Things. Time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, where we focus on your medication and how to take control of your health care. Our Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine dean. He's the founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, he created Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. That website at Critical Meds is criticalmeds.org, and people visit that website. It's thousands of them, and they visit every day from 180 countries. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you again. There's so much news concerning these opiates. Shocking that we have now 43,000 deaths due to opioids on an annual basis. The last reporting year was 2016. These are deaths that are children who are getting a hold of these drugs.
That's right. And it's really, people call it an epidemic. And as you mentioned, the data, 43,000, that was 2016. It's continuing to rise. So it's not even leveling off. The data from emergency rooms are showing that they're up about 25-30% just last year. So that 43,000, when we get the data, it's going to be much more. It's going to be probably 50,000. And what we're also finding is not only are the drugs killing the people who take them, they're killing the people around them. The children in the family are being taken to the emergency rooms with overdose. You know, dozens of children are dying because of misuse of these medicines. And not only the opiates like heroin and the other drugs and fentanyl, which all you got to do is get that powder on your baby's skin and they can die. But, you know, the medicines like methadone are being left laying around. And this is a big problem. We leave all of our medicines laying around. But when you leave an opiate laying around, children can die from it. And so it is affecting us all through our society, and we're not making progress on it. And, you know, the other side of it is I am really ashamed of my brethren and sisters in practice of medicine because we let this happen. We didn't do our due diligence on these pills. We just took the word of the drug companies that these should be given to anybody with pain, that they won't get addictive, even though we've known for decades that some people would.
Who was saying this? These manufacturers, when they would go to call on the doctors,
right.
Hey, we've got this pill's going to really relieve pain. It will not be addictive. It was wrong.
That's right. And their lawsuits are major. States all around the country now, the attorneys generals have filing lawsuits against these opiate manufacturers because of overpromotion, false promotion of the safety of these drugs. And doctors haven't stood up to demand the data. And just this week, you know, a big study out of the VA showing that not only are they dangerous, but we are now learning that for pain relief, they're no better than ibuprofen, Tylenol, Naprosyn. Much safer non-opiate pain relievers are just as effective for serious pain.
And that study information is on the front page of today's Arizona Daily Star. So opioids Dr. Woosley, have this reputation as being these really powerful painkillers, mm-hmm. but this study finds that is not true. But the difference between the non-opioids and the opioids is the addiction factor.
Exactly. And our researchers looked at opiates and these non-opiate pain relievers and found that they both reduce pain. But what they didn't do is follow the opiates to learn that what we now know is not only do they initially lower pain, but they actually make you have more pain as it wears off. So you have to increase the dose the next time. And that's it's driving the addiction it's called hyperalgesia. It's more pain after you've had a reduction in your pain. So you've got a level of pain, mm-hmm. you take an opiate, it gets better for a while, but then it gets worse than it ever was.
It's kind of like what's called rebound.
It is rebound, yeah. Exactly right, Bill.
Yeah.
So that rebound pain wasn't even recognized until recently.
It wasn't talked about when they were first introducing these drugs.
Exactly. One of the things Credible Meds tries to do is be a resource to provide you the information that isn't going to promote the market, mm-hmm. but is going to help you use medicine safely.
So I guess the next step, Dr. Woosley, will the protocols change not only in doctors' offices, but really the first line of medical care at the hospitals?
Exactly. And guidelines are now coming out finally. Guidelines are often influenced by the drug industry because they pay for the data that generate the guidelines. And we see this with cholesterol-lowering drugs a lot. But for analgesics, we now have recommendations from the major pain experts in the country, the panels of experts, saying that opiates should not be the first line of therapy, that the non-steroidals like aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, acetaminophen, these very old drugs should be the first line. If they don't work, then for short-term therapy, opiates can be considered. But recognize that addiction is going to be a serious problem with them, and it's got to be turned around, and it's a very expensive thing to treat. Opiate addiction is not only deadly, it is extremely costly for the families and what it does to tear apart the families.
And really hard, apparently, to get off this stuff.
It's impossible without help.
Without help, yeah. Yeah. By the way, getting back to keeping your medicines kind of out of reach, certainly of the kids, the pets, burglars break into homes now to get the prescription drugs like these opioids.
It's a major cause of break-ins, and because we keep them. We go to the dentist and we have a root canal or something.
Yeah, they're easy to find in the medicine cabinet,
exactly,
probably, right?
Most of us have squirreled those away thinking we'll use them again someday.
Yeah, right.
But that is very dangerous, and it promotes break-ins where people get these opiates. It's a major source for abuse. Somebody gets hooked on an OxyContin or Vicodin. They then break into the neighborhood homes to get what they need, and when they can't do that, they go to heroin.
Don't flush them down the toilet.
That's the other thing. That just pollutes our aquifer, which we were talking about
right.
just a few minutes ago.
Just talking about water with Steve Kasachek.
Right. So yeah. Protect the water. The county and all over our community, there are these take-back days, often called Disposamed, where the first Saturday of every month, there are several places around the county where you can take your medicines and they can be safely destroyed, but do not put them in the water. And I used to go to the Disposamed up in Oro Valley every first Saturday, and it was amazing. There would be 4 50-gallon jugs of pills that were turned in every week, and it's not decreasing. So people are doing it, but we need to do more of it and safely dispose of those because they can hurt our children, they can hurt our pets. And if you have any fear that your child has been poisoned by these medications, call the Poison Center right away.
And if you have any questions about what you are taking and making sure that you don't have interactions with other drugs, go to crediblemeds.org.
Thank you, Bill. We love for people to come there. Give us your questions. We try to answer every one that we get online or phone calls even. So please encourage everybody to take advantage of what we've tried to provide to you. And if it's not meeting your needs, let us know, and we'll try to provide that additional information or change the way we provide it. We have smartphone apps now to help manage some of this information, especially for prescribers who are busy and want to know, is medicine on a list of the drugs that could cause harm?
All right. Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. We'll see you next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Buckmaster Show continuing right after our break. Writer Christina Nielsen joins us. She is a self-proclaimed WOMAD, that is a woman nomad. She loves to travel. We'll be right back.
This is Paloma Santiago with San Miguel High School. How can you help underprivileged youth in our community? An education at San Miguel is their only opportunity to escape a life destined for failure. Our students take a full college prep class while working meaningful jobs, earning nearly 40% of their school tuition. San Miguel gives hope and opens doors to the future for young men and women. You can learn more at sanmiguelcristorey.org. That's San Miguel, CRISTOREY.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful area of the southwestern United States and the southwest corner there of New Mexico. There's so much to do, including the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, one of the earliest national monuments. It's well over 100 years old. Check it out. It's north of Silver City. A great starting place is their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Plenty of ideas of things to do and great places to stay. Writer Christina Nielsen is a self-proclaimed WOMAD. That's like woman nomad. Her latest book is titled Wild Road Home, which is a follow-up to her critically acclaimed and award-winning book Drive Me Wild. Photojournalist assignments have taken Christina really all over the world, including Africa, Central America, and throughout the West, from Alaska to the tip of Baja. She winters here in southern Arizona and is a seasonal interpreter for the park rangers in the summer. Most recently, she was at Devil's Tower in Wyoming, and her latest companions have been with her for quite a few years now, thank goodness, and they are Teak the Labrador, Teak the Lab, and Hobo the Marmalade Adventure Cat. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
And you've had some exciting adventures. I enjoyed following you on Facebook, your trip to Australia and the island of Tasmania. Would you call that a kind of life-transforming trip? Was it transformative? People talk about trips of a lifetime, and I know, as you know, I love to travel, and I've had some trips that people say are trips of a lifetime, but I'm glad I have had several trips of a lifetime and not just one.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, I would call it transformational from particularly one aspect, Bill, and that's the ecological aspect. You know, Tasmania, the western coast of Tasmania, is considered to have the cleanest air on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the west coast is 80% wilderness, and we're talking the real deep, deep rainforest, like you imagine would be the African queen. You would expect it to come chugging up one of those rivers. So from that perspective, absolutely, in terms of a reminder, not only of why I write, to remind people of these incredibly special places, but to go into one of the few remaining places on the planet that still exists, where you can access that that feeling that the wild really is our salvation.
The book Wild Road Home, how is that, give us an update on how that is a different from Drive Me Wild.
Well, Wild Road Home takes off, and I'm solo now. In Drive Me Wild, I was traveling with my husband at the time, and my dog and my cat also, but Wild
and the dog and the cat are still there, but
they
the
are.
Husband's gone. Okay.
They are. Different cat.
Yeah,
different cat.
Oh, different
yeah,
cat.
Yeah, Hobo okay. Hobo actually hitched a ride on the undercarriage of my truck in British Columbia. He was about 4 weeks old.
Aww.
So I couldn't resist him after he did that. He's, I guess you could call him a feline illegal because he came in with me underneath my truck. But
he had no papers.
He had no papers.
Yeah.
No, he
didn't. You're solo, or we're solo in Wild Road Home.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a journey that there was a lot of miles put on the vehicle.
A lot of miles. You know, it started in Colorado. I took off for Alaska. went all the way down back into Mexico, went all the way up again into British Columbia. You know, my travels are always about crisscrossing the American West. I rarely go east of the Mississippi. I like these wide open spaces and the darkness and the places where I can just go and do something called boondocking, which is staying on public land out in the middle of nowhere and using that as my anchor to be able to hike from those places and photograph.
And you're talking about the dark skies, certainly,
yeah,
in the West.
Yeah. Absolutely. The darkness, the silence, those are the things that make this place so special, that are so important to our souls, because there just aren't that many places in the world anymore where we can go and not have artificial light and where we can really have silence.
Kipling said some stay home and some don't. That pretty much sums up, the way a lot of people feel about travel. I know my brother, he really doesn't care about travel, and with me it's a passion. Seems like I'm always in my mind plotting out what the next big trip is going to be and dreaming of
right. Travel.
But it is odd. It's really divides people, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But you know, Bill, one of the things I like to emphasize with this word that I've coined called WOMAD, mm-hmm, is that you don't have to even leave your bedroom to be a WOMAD. You know, we are all on this personal soul journey of finding out who we are and what our contribution is to the planet. And so I really want to encourage people out there that, you know, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to go out there and travel for 15 years to find out where your home is, because home is ultimately inside of us. And it's our work on this planet to figure out what our contribution is. And so we're all WOMADs and nomads on a certain level, because we're all on that journey.
Yeah, we are. We're certainly, even if you're not in the vehicle like the motorhome that you had for months on end, even if folks do kind of like weekend trips, small trips, can be incredibly invigorating and refreshing.
That's right. Yeah, that was one of the things that was interesting for me about Tasmania, because it was around 3 weeks long, mm-hmm, and it had been a long time since I'd done, quote-unquote, a vacation. Usually when I take off and travel, I go for months at a time, and sometimes it can take me a month to go 500 miles, right?
Right.
So here I flew halfway across the world, and I had 3 weeks, and that was a real challenge because I wasn't used to that.
My favorite photo that you posted was taken actually, I think, in Sydney with the birds with you.
Oh, right.
The cockatoos?
Yeah, yeah.
They're wild.
They were wild,
One came up and just pretty much perched on your shoulder.
Right. That's true. These big, beautiful, white, parrot-like birds,
yeah,
and they were flying all over. And you know, Bill, one of the beautiful things about the whole time in Tasmania, because we did a loop around the island, and there were always cockatoos, and sometimes you'd come around a corner and there would be a field, and it would be full of cockatoos in the field, you know, and they were just such a, oh my gosh, it was almost a spiritual occurrence when they would show up. They're just amazing birds.
I think we have to trust in ourselves when we do these plannings. My wife says I control sometimes a little too much on what we're going to be doing, but it all seems to work out in the end, and it's kind of that's sort of the fun of it, that there will be those unexpected twists and turns. And I know you like to plan too, and you'd been planning and looking forward to the trip to Australia, but there were those very unexpected moments, and those, I think, are some of the most important ones.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the only planning I did was what my arrival date was and what my departure date was.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really even have a map of of what I was going to do, so that when I got in an area, for instance, where I heard from a local that, well, if you go down to this beach at night, the fairy penguins come in after dark.
Wow.
And they come in from the ocean, they're out feeding, and the fairy penguins are the smallest penguins on the planet. So how can you resist that? You're not going to take off because you have reservations somewhere. I don't do reservations.
You were very flexible and you
very
were ready to
flexible.
Go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Christina Nielsen, her work is terrific. The newest book is Wild Road Home, Memoir of an Adventuress. Tell us about your Tucson Festival of Books appearance.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the festival on March 11th,
right,
on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the Book Pavilion, the Indie Book Pavilion, from 10 to
noon.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be there to
it's
sign
right there
books.
On the main U of A campus, kind
That's
of the
right.
midway. So you'll be signing between 10 and noon. And you're going to do a what they call a tent talk.
Right. And
that afternoon on the 11th.
Yeah. Same location, same area on the midway at 2:20 p.m. So I really hope folks will come by and just talk. And
say hello.
Talk
about
traveling. That's right.
Let's talk about your website where people can find out about your books and more about you.
Okay. My website is ChristinaNielsen.com, and it's all one word. And Nielsen.
N-E-A-L-S-O-N.
That's correct.
Nielsen.
That's correct. Yeah, they changed that Danish spelling when my grandparents came over. So it's so it used to be the S-E-N, right, on
yep.
the end.
Thank you so much, Christina. Always a pleasure.
Oh, Bill, thank you.
Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. They do 2 hours now, 4 to 6. Wake Up Tucson is 6 to 9. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. On behalf of my friend Ray Allen, Christina Nielsen, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.